Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you better strap yourselves in because our worst fears and analysis is coming true. They have dropped the hammer and they are coming for our guns. They're calling for open, complete banning of handguns, rifles, and anything that is not black ball and powder. They are calling for it everywhere. They are hitting and they are hitting hard. The seditious treason by the foreign banks that have seized our country is being spewed on CNN, MSNBC, everywhere. They have had, again, gaggles of foreigners like Piers Morgan and others come on and say, ban our guns. Michael Moore has desecrated the Constitution Bill of Rights and said, basically, get rid of it. Bloomberg, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody's calling him on this. Kurt Nemo has an article just went up. Bloomberg, cops should go on strike until Americans surrender their guns. That's saying, government, you're separate from the people. You force the public to do what you want. You force the government. That's a paramilitary coup. Bloomberg is calling for a coup. That's what that is. Now, understand, the only places this is going to cause a big problem, a serious problem, is New York, Chicago, L.A., cesspits of big government and victim disarmament. In areas where people can't keep and bear arms, it will release hell on earth. Hey, I'm calling your bluff, Bloomberg. Turn your cops off for a week while they're out there shaking down the public. And turn loose your criminal brethren and watch New York and Chicago and L.A. burn. Burn it! That's what anarchy is. He's calling for what Bane in Batman calls for. Lock up the cops in the subterranean pit and let them have their French Revolution. Listen, you authoritarian scum that hates this country and wants to use Homeland Security on people like me. Get out of my country, Bloomberg, and you too, Piers Morgan, and you too, Michael Moore. You're a bunch of radicals that want to take over and re-educate this country. You are criminal, filthy despots. With all your armed guards and the rest of it, you need to go to prison. Your cohort shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment to try to get our guns. And listen to me well, folks. There's nothing these terrorists won't do to try to destroy the Republic. They've already gotten their health care plan. It's so unconstitutional, it's a joke. They've already got their drones, their secret arrest, and everything else getting lined up. They want to fight with the American people, and they plan on organizing the police against us. Well, let me just tell the police something. I've seen the polls that over 95% of you claim you're pro-Second Amendment. Well, that's good, because if you're stupid enough to start a civil war with the American people, you know in your gut right now, the American people will smash you to hell. They will take you to hell, and you know it. Now, I'm going to tell the criminals like Bloomberg and the rest of them something. You're on notice, scum. You've picked on the spirit of 1776, and you may think, just because you've drugged and dumbed down and got half the public in a trance, that you're going to win this. But you don't have at least 70 to 80 million people in this country that know exactly who and what you are, criminal. And it is going to be your arrogant, chutzpah-filled evil, your bravado, that is going to bring down your new world order. That goes for Obama and the globalists and the big mega banks that run this country. People aren't going to give you the guns, and you think that's going to start a civil war, and you're just going to sit it out. We are going to identify who did this. You understand? If you get what you want and trigger this civil war, you are going to be brought to justice, okay? Everybody understands who the enemy is. Everybody knows it's the offshore banks that have taken over. Cue that up too, folks. When we come back, we've got all these clips and the rest of it, and I'm going to try to contain my fury. Let me tell you, driving in this morning, after reading these articles and hearing the clips on local radio and hearing the local host defend it and saying it's time to turn the guns in on a conservative talk station, and having Rupert Murdoch and all of them come out for banning semi-autos. They're coming, folks. They're coming. They're coming for our guns.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We knew it was coming for a very long time. And the minute they engage in this latest bit of false flag behavior in their command base of Denver, we knew it was coming. But it is a full-on, direct, total assault on the right to keep and bear arms, the heart of our republic, one of the few rights still left. They've turned our property under property taxes into rented from the government. They have decimated family rights. They are starting forced inoculations at government training centers all over the country. They are arming to the teeth and creating swarms of new bureaucracies and sending out just huge torrential cacophonies of government locusts to eat our sustenance down to the bone. It is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, the news I have this morning is so over the top that it has shaken me to my very core, because it confirms everything yet again of what we're facing. An authoritarian, despot, tyranny driven, organized evil of foreign megabanks that in thousands of publications now in the last 3 years publicly brag they have conquered us through fractional reserve banking and derivatives fraud. They crow from the rooftops that we are their chattel slaves. The military has been captured by NATO and the UN. Congress has been told to stand down, and they have followed orders. Our country is seized at the federal level. The states have been predominantly federalized. The last vestiges of the old republic are being dismantled by globalist wrecking balls as we speak. The republic is down in flames, exploding in front of us. The old republic is gone. We are captured. We are overrun. Warning worldwide. The global crime syndicate intends to use the military arsenal accrued by the republic during the banker takeover transition period as a exploit weapon against the planet. We will then, of course, take the blame, be militarily destroyed down the road. That is the plan from the highest levels. And all of our analysts agree on that. We are a suicide kamikaze empire attacking everything good, attacking everything independent, everything sovereign. From the family to human DNA itself, we are under unmitigated, unprecedented, sustained, vicious, total core of evil attack. The general public medically is in a trance. Mainline journals, you can look that up. Every disease and neurological disorder is exploding. We are under soft kill. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Worldwide emergency transmission. The United States is no more. The republic has been smashed and overrun and taken. They are now beginning the preparation for re-education mop-up phase of what's left of the states, counties, and cities that could be organized into a resistance. Mayday, 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 mayday. The republic is in an emergency situation. People inside the NSA, ATF, FBI are leaking the criminal plans, the re-education camps, the gun confiscation plans. The military's response at the top is to say, yes, those are real documents, big deal. Or to try to arrest the whistleblowers. We need more whistleblowing. We need everybody to choose what side they're on and to start going public if you can, if not, getting the info out, or at least not executing these orders that you're being given. That is treason, it is lawlessness, and it is the gutting of our country and our families. It is the delivery of our sad republic into the hands of the slaughterhouse of the New World Order. The republic has already been cut 1,000 times and lies in a coma. And the globalists are now preparing to use our near lifeless corpse to launch World War III. It is beyond saddening. To see Mayor Bloomberg engage in absolute criminal rebellion and sedition against the skeleton of the old republic, to see him openly call for military coup in the United States with the traitor, phone hacker, criminal Piers Morgan, while that demonic banker, globalist, enforcer, Michael Moore, denigrates our founders and our republic and calls for scrapping the Constitution. And they call for banning all guns and saying, maybe you can have a single shot black powder gun. And of course, they'll get those as well. It is unspeakable just how evil these people are. You notice they're billionaires, they're 100 millionaires. They get their money from the power structure that is monopolistic. They're not communist folks. They use communists at the ground level as their siege force, as their jihadis, just like they're using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria as their shock troops. They use the communists the same way, and I am reeling right now by the just brazen attack and the fact that people don't understand law or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. That what Bloomberg, as a sitting mayor, it's one thing if a citizen called for this, but a sitting mayor calling for police nationwide to stand down and not respond to fires, robberies, rapes, killings, is a call for anarchy and holding us hostage, and is a call to bring the country to its knees, in his view. To hold us hostage. And that gives you an idea into his mindset. Why do these people stage these shootings or stage Fast and Furious that cause thousands of shootings and deaths? So they can have enough chaos. That's what the memos show with Fast and Furious. Here is the method out in the open because they think you're in a trance. And most of their audience is, literally. Watching television, they're in a daydream state. That's medical fact, folks. When you suspend disbelief, you've now gone into a dream state. Now, continuing here, he's open, just like they write memos saying we need a new Oklahoma or 9/11 or mass shooting. We published that article yesterday with all their quotes to reconnect and be able to take over. They think you're stupid, so they communicate out in the open. And he was communicating with police chiefs on the show last night when he said, imagine your servants under the state constitutions, under the city charters and county charters, to go out hired by the people to protect and serve. And he says, oh, cops are being killed by guns. Actually, the number one cause is automobile accident. The numbers of cops getting killed is actually about flat. It's higher in the 70s and 80s. Look it up. You got a better chance of, you know, a cop, I think it's like a 6-to-1 dying in a car wreck and being shot. Just being shot, not dying from the shot. And Kurt Nemo has a big article on that. Actually, guys, I didn't bring that in. Oh, no, here it is. Something to keep in mind is hysterical gun grabbers attack the Second Amendment, and it goes over. You've got a 0.1 chance of being involved in a mass shooting of five or more victims out of the shooting statistics. You've got a 0.1 chance. The most common death by gun that they put in here is people breaking in your house or gangbangers killing each other. 20-plus times, it's like 21 on average, guns are used to frustrate crime to every time they're used in crime. And the system knows that. They just don't promote those statistics, but I don't want to digress here. The magnitude of Bloomberg, who sues gun manufacturers around the country to try to shut them down that way, using his city, that crime command center of the globalist, to try to shut down our Second Amendment, that's failed. And so he says to police, I'm going to play the clip here in a moment. He says, what you do is you just go on strike until the government and the people do what you want and ban these guns, like they've done in New York. I say call his bluff, but that is an act of terrorism. He's saying, hold us hostage. You know, next what? What are they saying next? Turn the power off? What are they saying next? You know, have us under siege? Again, but the only places this will really work is Detroit, Chicago, New York, where they've taken over, where they've restricted the guns, where they've totally banned them. L.A. would collapse within 3 days into fire and mass death. So cleanse yourselves, L.A., New York, Chicago, do it. Have your cops not be out there shaking people down for revenue generation and the rest of it, and give the green light to all your little anarchy people to start the French Revolution. You notice Batman just came out. That's what it's all about. It's about French Revolution, anarchy in New York. So go ahead. You know, where the cops aren't allowed to do anything. So this happens. Go ahead. The only place your terrorism will work is where you've made people dependent, where they're in these artificial metropolises and can't take care of themselves. And that's your model. That was your model in Fast and Furious, criminals, was to create chaos down there. And you did. And you wanted to blame our Second Amendment. But people leaked it. You see? So go ahead and show us your pure evil. Go ahead and move with your bravado and your arrogance. The word I'm looking for is hubris. Move with your hubris now, because what you've done is illegal. A sitting mayor has told police, that's like telling air traffic controllers to go on strike with no notice. It is an active public fire in the theater crime Bloomberg has committed. But don't look for Fox News to go after him. Bill Kristol has called for all semi-autos to be banned on Fox News. We have the clip of that. Rupert Murdoch has come out in a tweet and in statements and said you have no right to a semi-automatic. They should all be banned. Piers Morgan has said ban all semi-automatics. Bloomberg has said ban all guns, period. And Michael Moore has said in the last 24 hours, we have the clips, ban everything down to a single-shot, musket-loading, black powder gun. This is the coordinated attack program. And Obama's set to sign the UN treaty as early as next Monday. He's not saying exactly when. He said the next 2 weeks, a week ago. They're set to sign it. They want to get the votes in the Senate. They're launching a total attack on us. You've got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by a gun. You've got a better chance of being struck in 1 year. Look at the numbers. Twice by lightning than to die in a mass shooting. The only thing that's more rare is a great white shark attack. There's only 5 deaths a year from those. Okay, a mass shooting is incredibly rare, but they're hyping it and saying, turn in our guns and telling police to stand down. The private Federal Reserve that took over in 1913, the monetary system, has now taken over much of the world out of its command base here in the occupied United States. We're now pretty much fully occupied. They're getting ready for a mopping up exercise, which is going to be their hardest adventure yet against us. Merged basically with the Chicago and New York mob, and even adopted their double set of books with the comprehensive annual financial reports and other systems. So Bloomberg is an organized crime figure. And that's what he is. And he's there in New York with the organized crime police, shaking the public down, squeezing everybody, telling you what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to do, selling for, you know, $30,000 gun permits. He is a criminal. He is a mobster. He's like Mayor Daley, you know, back in the old days and his criminal son. And he's here muscling America. He's saying, look, police, don't help people till the crime gets so bad they agree to turn their guns in. Really, places like Kennesaw, Georgia said it was a law you had to own a gun, and they had an 89% crime rate drop, the Justice Department admitted, in 1 year. Every state that's put a concealed carry in so people understand they can carry guns. They could already carry them, but you just go through their licensing process to carry it concealed, because under common law, that's illegal. Criminals carry their weapons hidden in common law. That's where all this comes from, folks. So they go, oh, we'll give you a license for something that's illegal. Under common law, open isn't. See, but they hope everybody's ignorant about that. But in the places where they've put them in, within 2 years, on average, look these up, 24% drop in violent crime. Home invasions, women jogging, it all, some of the statistics are even greater. That's an average. Police listening are all nodding their heads. They read those crime statistics. But that sure doesn't get pushed in the media, does it? Now, I know the average police. I've talked to a lot of them. People know 10 years ago, I was all constantly after the police. Now more and more, I've talked to so many, I've seen polls. I realize actually most of them actually understand what's happening because we told them, plus they're on the inside, they see it all coming true. But let me just tell you something. These criminals that run this country, the offshore megabanks that brag they've conquered this country, and I've read you Time Magazine, Economist, Financial Times, I played video clips off the news. I mean, they're saying it. I played Congress being told the UN is over our military. I'm getting chills so hard. I am, folks. I'm getting chills so... In fact, if you zoomed in on me, I've got goosebumps right now. I've actually got goosebumps right now, folks. Look, I've got goosebumps. This is so bad. See that? I've got goosebumps right now. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. When I say that, I'm not saying that for effect. I'm getting chills chills of, ooh, you know, chills. You ever had a mugger jump out around the corner on you? That happened to me twice growing up in Dallas. And you get those chills right then. It's like your body powering up for a fight. You know that feeling? I mean, my body, my mind sees all this, and it's so real. Even though I'm conditioned, you know, from fighting it every day, being close to it, that my whole body is just like, get ready, Alex, get ready, get ready. Your worst analysis is accurate. And it's just so crazy that we really are in the hands of foreign banks. The Congress has been told the UN runs this, and we got mafia people. The mayor of L.A., I mean, total scum, you know, says California's Mexico publicly. I mean, total racist. You've got Bloomberg, total gangster. You've got Rahm Emanuel, total gangster. They're publicly robbing everything. They're publicly shipping guns to Mexico to create a crisis. And then they go on the news and they tell the police. How was this a paramilitary coup? Because I wrote something for Curtin there, and I don't want him to add this if he's listening, to make clear just where I say military coup, what I mean by that. The police have been militarized. They are a paramilitary force now. And they'll tell you that themselves. That conversion has happened from peace officer to paramilitary enforcer. That conversion is almost complete. The ghost of the old republic is still in some of them, but and those that have even woken up, which are a lot of them still, it doesn't matter, the conversion's been made. It's kind of like a lot of German soldiers didn't like Hitler, but they were still in the military. They still followed orders. So we're now to that point here. It's not just choosing which side spiritually you're on. You've got to walk the walk if you talk the talk. And that starts with talking the talk. If you're talking the talk in your mind, you got to start talking it physically out into the world, and then that will lead to bigger things of physically. And physically means calling into talk radio, creating newsletters, local magazines, because they're going to kill the internet. They're going to start curtailing it and blocking us. That's why we're coming out next month with a newspaper. I haven't announced that yet, but it's happening. We're going to sell it at cost. And this is the most viral offensive we've ever launched. We're going to go to break. I'm going to try to reset here just mentally and come back and get into this. This is so incredible. How is it a call for military coup d'etat? When you call for the government to cut off essential services till the public does what you want, that's called siege. Okay? When the government says we're going to turn off essential services till you do what we want politically, that's called siege. It's called holding people hostage. And when you call on the police to do it, who are paramilitary, that's a call for a siege coup. Okay? And believe me, they got globalists and they're advising them. This is a siege coup. They're getting ready.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me, Bloomberg. Don't tread on me. Did you hear that, Bloomberg? You think you've conquered this country, you and your criminal collaborators, the equivalent of the Vichy French? So be it. Fret no more. To secure pieces. To prepare for war. So be it. Settle the score. Touch me again with the words that you will hear evermore. They are coming right at us. Foreign enemies. Military seized. Federal government totally seized. Drones in the sky. Foreign mercs operating across the republic. The general public mesmerized in a brainwashed state. Those of us awake to the enemy takeover, listed as terrorists in our own country. Don't tread on me! No! Don't tread on me! Don't tread on me! Don't tread on me! Don't tread on me! It's to prepare for war! Let them know. We're aware of them. All right. That delivers the message. Don't tread on me. And what do they want to do when they tread on you? Carbon taxes, apartments smaller than maximum security jail cells they've announced. Checkpoints on every highway and every road. Now they're doing like a $500,000 a year in New York. We got video in today of highway checkpoints and bus checkpoints in California. It's all happening. Legalizing the illegal aliens by executive fiat. Shutting down our power plants. Paying to ship General Motors overseas. I've been yelling during the breaks, folks. I mean, it just really hit me today like a ton of bricks. And it just we have got to break people out of their trance. And I want to warn the middle class and even wealthy and even ultra rich. This is a French Revolution re-education they've got planned. And the globalists are going to sit offshore and do this and pose as saviors the entire time. I want to warn you right now that this is going to be hellish. The globalists have always hated America, and when they're done, they're going to gut this country. All of you that serve this system now are going to wish, you're going to beat yourselves on the head and try to pull your hair out. I guarantee it, wishing you to listen to us. You think it's hard now to speak up against their intimidation and their threats and their black ops? Folks, we've got the power right now. They know it. They're running a guerrilla warfare operation against us. They've just gotten control of the central systems. It is a tiny group of criminals that are doing this. I have reverse engineered and forecast everything now unfolding. We don't need to forecast it anymore. They're now broadcasting it openly, meaning they're going to full implementation level. This is a red level emergency. Red level emergency. Red level. Red level. Red level. This isn't entertainment, folks. This isn't a game. I've got the White House calling for me to be shut down through their operations, through their George Soros groups. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. And let me tell you something. Once they start trying to get the guns, they want to start that civil war. And they want to bring the military in. And they want everything to go to hell in a handbasket. They will do it. You know why? Because justice favors those that stand up for themselves. And we haven't been standing up. We haven't gotten aggressive with our First Amendment yet. People haven't taken this serious yet. Fortune favors the bold. The fortune we want is liberty and freedom in our time and for our children, and to build a good, strong society where the innocents are protected and where the creative are protected, and not the captured creatures of these parasite guilds. We're in a battle for all of human civilization and human future. It's a battle for everything. It's real. And I say bring it out in the open. They've already been soft killing us with the food and water. They've already been killing 50 plus million of our people when they're in the womb and can't defend themselves. It's on. It's on. I got a bunch of guests coming up, and I want to play these clips, but you have to understand, no one seems to understand this. It is military coup by siege, or siege coup, to cut off the resources and to have the central government say, that's a Soviet model. How many guests in the last year have said, just Paul Craig Roberts last week, or Craig Roberts, Paul Craig Roberts is on today, Colonel Roberts said, and all of our other guests have said, former military, police, you name it, they have said that they're going to go with a Soviet siege model where they turn stuff off. And now what has Bloomberg said? I'm telling you, folks, they're following an exact blueprint, okay? You have to understand all of our families are in grave danger. They are going to go after everybody. If you own a business, if you're a millionaire, folks, and there's tens of thousands of those in the U.S., you're going to a re-education camp. You're getting arrested. You're going to be drug out of your house. You understand, folks? They're going to go after everybody unless they're an inner Democratic Party member. They are going to arrest most of the Republicans. That's why the Republicans, Rupert Murdoch and Bill Kristol, whose father was the top Trotskyite and ran similar operations in I mean, we are in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot describe to you the level of danger that we're in. When you see Rupert Murdoch come out and say, ban all semi-autos, period. When you see Bill Kristol come out and do it, they have been told, join with Sauron. They've been told, get in line under Emperor Palpatine. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. They're going to drop the hammer, probably. They understand it's going to be rough, but they, you know what? Fortune favors the bold. They're going for it. They think so little of you, they use Al-Qaeda in all these countries right now while telling you give your rights up for Al-Qaeda. But you know what? They're now segueing into the lone wolf. It's the number one threat. Who is it? It's the conservative. It's the libertarian. You're now getting the blame. I've gotten the blame in publications and on big radio shows. They're saying I caused the shooting, as we said they would do. They're saying Rush Limbaugh did it. On national news, they're saying, just like Clinton said in 95, it's people like Rush Limbaugh and the rhetoric. The rhetoric when these criminals come to take our guns and tax us into oblivion. They're coming. And all of you that think you're going to get a free ride from the system, when they're done with you, you're going to be working for a quarter of what you worked for. You're destroying everything. All of you control freaks and bullies that get off on being part of the power structure and the dress up of the uniforms and the rest of it. You have no idea what you are unleashing. You will burn in your heart and in your gut and your mind later wishing you would have said no. It is a paramilitary coup to tell the police to stand down nationwide so that hell is released. Just like they did in Mexico. The police stood down there, paid off by drug dealers. Guns shipped in there by the U.S. government to destabilize it. They want to do that here in the United States. Now, areas like Texas and other areas where you got about 70% of people packing, I think crime in many areas will actually go down because people are just going to start killing crooks just like that. You step on the property, you're dead. I tell them, go ahead, we're calling your bluff, criminal. Go ahead and have that demonic police force, that so slovenly and gang memberish that I cannot believe what I've witnessed. Where good-looking families ask police for directions and get screamed at and say, do I look like a phone book? Police with their hats on sideways, with their bellies hanging out, smoking cigarettes, while telling the media they have no First Amendment. I mean, we videotaped it all. You can type in New York police arrest ABC TV news anchor. And the guy's like out on the street corner. And they come over and say, you can't. And they got cigars and cigarettes and their hats on sideways. And he goes, I have a First Amendment. They go, no, you don't. Arresting. You can see the cigarette. I mean, this is it. Because they can do whatever they want now. This is anarchy by the government. Anarchy by the crooks that have taken over. And they want to make it even worse and turn loose all the illegal aliens and all the criminal elements just like Bane does in Batman. The difference is they want the police to join Bane. We were talking yesterday about what's the message of Batman, and now that I've seen it, we wrote notes up, and Aaron said French Revolution, and that you don't have any hope, only the police will protect you during it. They're getting ready for that here in this country. The Jacobites were the prototype of the communist. They wanted to abolish the family and have a 9-day week, only like, what, 10 months or something? They wanted to change, get rid of the family. This has always been their plan. They want to reorder things. They want to play God. Yeah, search YouTube if you want the one with the cops arresting the ABC News local TV host. And they know who he is. And he's like, you're not allowed to film here. And he's like, but I'm on the street corner. And they're like smoking cigarettes going, yeah, we're going to take you to jail now. I mean, this is what we face. So good. Good, Bloomberg. You pig. And all of you, get out of my country. Get out of my country, Michael Moore. Get out of my country, Piers Morgan. Felipe Calderon, stay down in Mexico down there in your kleptocracy where you've disarmed everybody and you can feed on your poor, hardworking people down there. We don't want to live under your mafia system, okay? All of you, get out of my nation. Now, Michael Moore says the founders wouldn't want guns today and that, folks, they're for tyrannical government and the government's arming to the teeth against us. With laser beams and sound cannons and microwave guns and drones and armored vehicles and tanks. And they're saying they're going to use the military against us and want Marines in every city. And it's all being announced. And your answer is turn our guns in because you are a globalist propaganda operative selling tyranny as a people's revolution. What you are is a disgrace. And Michael Moore, just like Joseph Goebbels, when your forces attack the American people and hell is brought to these land, if we defeat you, which we will, I, on record, am calling for Michael Moore. If the crimes he's calling for are executed, I want him in the dock at Nuremberg, too. I want you all brought to justice. Do you understand? Every stinking one of you that wants to put us in re-education camps and confiscate our guns so we have to face the criminals you've created and bred off welfare. You want to destroy this country so you can sit and squat on it and control it socially under your 10 FEMA regions. You are nothing but a propaganda minister for the globalist. And if believe me, when they carry out these crimes, they're getting ready to execute. You are going to be held accountable, Bloomberg and Michael Moore and all of you. They hate America. They hate you and your family. They talk about it. They hate you. They hate your security. They want you to live behind eight locks in New York, being robbed on the subway every day. Let's go to Bloomberg and his off-the-charts call for sedition. This is worse than telling air traffic controllers to just walk off the job. You can't do that. He's telling them, again, we're going to let crime. You've already done that. We know you released the violent offenders to scare us into submission. The Chicago police chief 30 years ago got caught on tape bragging how that works. We know how it works in your mafia country. We know how you want to make the whole country under your mafia control, where you sit there as a good fella and talk down to us all over the United States and go, "Meh, this is the way it is. You're going to do what we say." Yeah, well, your mafia crap doesn't fly down here in Texas and a lot of other places around this country. It doesn't fly in upstate New York. It isn't going to fly in Kansas. It isn't going to fly in Missouri. It isn't going to fly in Oklahoma. It isn't going to fly in Florida. It isn't going to fly all over this country. It isn't going to fly in little towns all over this land, you criminal. That's criminal what you did, and you know it, and you showed us who you are. Here he is with a foreign collaborator operative. Here's the collaborator with the foreign operative here broadcasting to us that we need to turn our guns in. Here it is.
Every time one of these things happens, Gabrielle Giffords last year, this shooting here, there's an outrage, and then very quickly it dissipates. The American people quite quickly go back to their normal lives, and they don't demand action in the way that I would expect them to. Why do so many Americans not feel angry enough to
here
demand
you go. Get ready.
Gun control?
Well, I would take it one step further. I don't understand why the police officers across this country don't stand up collectively and say, "We're going to go on strike.
Good.
We're not going to protect
Please
you.
Please do it. I don't want
you,
the tickets.
The public, through your legislature, do what's required to keep us safe. After all, police officers want to go home to their families. And we're doing everything we can to make their job more difficult, but more importantly, more dangerous by leaving guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have them and letting people who have those guns buy things like armor-piercing bullets. The only reason to have an armor-piercing bullet is to go through a bullet-resistant vest.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, in case you've got crazies with bulletproof vest or corrupt military coming to take your guns. But basically, all bullets are armor-piercing, folks. It's just they have them that are specifically got the steel cores on them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they're engaged in a criminal takeover. They've signed us on to their foreign banking scam, $1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion. $644 trillion, the Washington Post says, is our debt, even though our part of that is $15 trillion. We really owe the bankers through fraud $15 trillion and change, not $644 trillion. But he says, look, they got the Secretary of the Army saying they're going to put troops in every city. They're getting everybody ready for this. And he's there implying police. What about Chicago and New York? I've seen the numbers. They get more cops killed there per capita than anywhere. The crime's so bad there in Chicago, the police won't even go out into certain neighborhoods now. You want to make it like that here? You want to make, I mean, I just saw a case just 2 days ago where somebody was in a store, went and bought a knife and was stabbing people, and somebody with a gun told them, "Put your hands up or you're dead." I'm sorry, if you're already stabbing people and I'm in a grocery store and I had a firearm on me, you're not getting a warning. And the police shouldn't warn you either. If you're already stabbing people, running around, it's dangerous to tell somebody to drop it. You're dead. Okay, you come in my house, you're dead. You're already assaulting somebody with a deadly weapon. I'm not telling you drop Jack Diddley Squad. Let's get that part straight right there. I'm going to fill you full of holes right there on the spot. Because let me tell you, you don't know that guy's on PCP or what. This guy up here at Walmart, one of the first Austin cops killed in, what, a decade? Last cop before him was killed by a felon on the run. there you go. They weren't following the law. That felon had a gun. This guy was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, didn't even know who he was. By the way, this supposed Ronald McDonald shooter at the Batman thing, his mother says she never said that. It's a total setup. Even local Fox News is saying none of this stuff adds up, and people are asking questions and saying there were multiple shooters and that he was wearing a black mask and it wasn't Ronald McDonald and his mother didn't say that. The police just, folks, it's set up. By the way, you know who that police chief worked for. He worked for Bloomberg. Good old Bloomberg. Bloomberg helped keep his mouth shut on 9/11, didn't he? For good old Giuliani. Folks, these people are trying to muscle us right now. They burned down the grocery store and now want payment. They're trying to scare us. Our republic's got one more silver dollar. We got to play our hand. Got to stand up in the face of these mafia tyrants. Tyrants out for what they are. They've just accustomed us to total tyranny. You know, gun sales were already at record levels. They doubled since the shooting. So there's your message, you mafia criminals. You're not getting our guns as you rob America. So Bloomberg's robbing America for the bankers. They're all looting us. And they're here saying hands up. When you rob a bank, when you rob a country, you say hands up. When a country gets occupied, they say turn your guns in. And the globalists have occupied all these other countries. They want everybody's guns. Rob Jacobson ran in here. I mean, when I say it's illegal, folks, I already knew that. But I'm getting articles written right now because a debate erupted. Is it illegal for someone to call for a police strike? Yes, if you're in the police department, it's illegal. It's illegal for the union. And, folks, it is illegal for the mayor because he is in an executive position. But, again, the president can ship guns to Mexico and blame the Second Amendment. Total felonies. NSA spies on us without warrants. Total felonies. Police strike. Police strike occurs when law enforcement is affected by labor dispute. They're extremely rare. Generally, they are illegal, but for labor reasons, the law is difficult to enforce. Not when you have the mayor call for it. Legality. Thus, anyone calling on a police to stop work or support a fellow worker would be guilty of criminal offense. And I looked it up. It's illegal in New York. In fact, guys, when you printed this, I don't think you printed me all the references. But there it all is. There's a book on it. Police strikes, ISBN number and all that. But the point is it legal to say, oh, I'm going to turn the lights off in New York till you do what I want? That's called holding you hostage. Oh, well, you got to have us come inspect your house, a little green investigation. You got to pay us money. This is criminal government. Now, here's Michael Moore. And it's a 30-minute interview with this pig, this authoritarian despot trash. Words don't describe it. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's not some useful idiot. He says everything should be banned down to muskets. And then he lies and say the founders wouldn't agree with this today. Folks, the founders, I've got, just type in founding father quotes on the Second Amendment. They said it's for the government. It's for a tyrannical force. And we should have whatever the government has. Well, you know, that's way out of balance. So here they are, and they're all calling for it, including Rupert Murdoch, Bill Kristol and others, ban all semi-auto. And ATF, of course, has said they want to ban right now. This is it, folks. This is it. This is it. You're like, oh, they won't try that. Yes, they will. Police are like, but nobody's going to turn them in. It's going to be a war. That's the plan. Okay? And they're telling you, your criminal police chiefs, a lot of them, that they have these federal boards that decide to, you know, to like to tell the city if they want grants behind the scenes who to put in as police chief. Any police chief tells you confiscate guns is a criminal. Any police chief tells you take part in occupation like Katrina is a criminal. Remember that. Decide who you stand for now. This is a big deal. Let's go to the criminal Michael Moore. Here it is.
This must seem odd to people in other countries that we view our Constitution as if it was written by God himself, that it was somehow through some sort of divine intervention or whatever, it was etched in stone like Moses in the tablets. And because what they thought was right in 1776 to 1789, that is the way we have to live today in the 21st century. I mean, we wouldn't go to a doctor and have them put leeches on us to suck the blood out of us because that would cure us. That's what they did, you know, 150 years ago.
No. 2,000 years ago, they took all your arms, your swords. See, it was new to arm the people so you wouldn't have tyranny. It actually started in England and other areas that all free men could have arms. It was also in Switzerland and the Netherlands. Shut up, you pig liar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, here's my statement that I added to Kurt Nemo's article, Bloomberg, cops should go on strike until Americans surrender their guns. Note from Alex Jones, Bloomberg is illustrating what an out-of-control despot he is. Not content to simply sue gun manufacturers nationwide and destroy our right to self-defense, he is now inciting police to engage in a type of paramilitary coup or siege, threatening anarchy and holding the people hostage. It's called a siege coup. That's the term I coined for it, but they've done it many times in history. They just turn the lights off, shut down the roads, siege everybody until they acquiesce. I say we call their bluff. Police should go on strike, and we'll see the cities where guns have been confiscated, like New York, LA, and Chicago, to send into flames, and other areas where the public are armed will see a drop in crime. Yeah, that's right. 90% of the cops are just out revenue generating anyways. But the police won't actually go on strike because all they want to do is revenue generate. Bloomberg, get out of my country. Why don't you go with Piers Morgan and get out of America and go back to North Korea? You are nothing but a crime boss and a degenerate tyrant. And I got Watson doing his own article. By the way, there was a big debate whether this was criminal when I was saying it on air. I wouldn't say it unless it was criminal. Everything they're doing is sedition against this country and is criminal, and they've shown it. These are radicals, folks. This is how you overthrow the czars and bring in what happened. I mean, that's their plan. That's exactly what's going on. In fact, it was pretty much New York mob that went over there and did that to begin with, if you didn't know that, in Russia. Don't go on strike for tougher gun laws is the new headline, Washington CBS. Now Bloomberg has responded saying he clarified today he didn't mean it literally. He says New York law prevents police strikes. You're a criminal. You're a criminal, okay? You are a criminal. Period. Suing gun manufacturers all over the country and losing, but over and over again using taxpayer money to sue them to try to shut down gun manufacturers. You're trying to get other cities with you to go against the states. The cities are chartered by the states through the counties. You're a seditious criminal. How much of these criminals are we going to put up with? Okay, I'm done. And let me tell you something. It's not fun. Every day, I'm a smart person. I know I'm risking my life. I know they can set me up. They'll torture the hell out of me in prison. But you know what? That's what it takes to have freedom, okay? I'm not giving into this scum. My ancestors didn't, and I'm not. Nothing makes me more angry than a bunch of cowardly filth that think they intimidate us and think they control us. I'm calling your bluff, you criminal degenerate. And if you smash me like they smash Colonel Travis at the Alamo, all that does is make the Tree of Liberty rise and smash you. Because in the final equation, that is my only goal. And I beg on the altar of God that he empower that same spirit he gave us that led to 1776 to sweep you aside, and that we persevere the slings and arrows and all the persecution and all the attacks and all the hate that you spew at us. We will defeat you, and our listeners will support us, and they will spread the word, and a tide is rising. An army is coming. An army of people with truth in their hearts and love in their eyes, but anger for evil. We are coming to defeat your new world order. Make no mistake. God's help. You can have your bought-off churches tell everybody it's the end of the world, and the New Agers think it's the end of the world in December. What it really is your takeover. But your new world order was destined to fail from the beginning. I don't know what's going on with my computer. baby, baby, I'm going to leave you. For this short break, and we'll be back. Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
I'm going to leave you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some of the latest news up at Infowars.com. Bloomberg says police should go on strike nationwide until Americans surrender their guns. Since then, he's gone out on CBS News saying don't go on strike for tougher gun laws. That's the headline. He went on to say that he admits that it's illegal in New York, as we read to you earlier. Continuing, TSA has expanded its invasion to California train stations and bus terminals. We got video of 10 of them standing around with firearms and police dogs. Hardcore video up there. TSA now announcing they're going to stop you at checkpoints and download your smartphone data. They've got RIP software where it takes a few minutes to download it. So, I mean, you talk about beyond Nazi Germany, it's here. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is with us for the next 30 minutes or so, and then after that, I'm going to open the phones up for police ahead of Congressman, former Congressman Bob Barr joining us to talk about a host of issues. But I want to open the phones up after Dr. Roberts leaves us, former head of policy at the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor and best-selling author, syndicated columnist. I want to open the phones up for police. Because you know it's illegal to call for you to go on strike, so we turn our guns in. Just incredible that he said that on CNN. Michael Moore saying the founders didn't mean for us to have guns on there. I mean, this is incredible. So we're going to be going over all of that. But I wanted to get Dr. Roberts on about a week and a half ago, and he's now with us, over an article that he did, The Collapsing U.S. Economy and the End of the World. A very powerful article at paulcraigroberts.org, mirrored at infowars.com. But again, paulcraigroberts.org, a superlative website. Sir, I want to get into this, what you see happening in the world, the acceleration of naked tyranny, how bad you think it's going to get, because you saw this a ways off, but things seem to be accelerating. But first off, what do you make of Bloomberg and Michael Moore, and now we have Rupert Murdoch and Bill Kristol, saying no one should be allowed to have semi-automatic firearms. I've never seen such a unified front against our guns.
Well, Alex, I've said it for a long time, and I would imagine you have too. An armed population is totally inconsistent with a police state. So now that they do have a police state, they're going to take away the guns. How exactly they'll go about it, one never knows. This latest movie theater shooting is so bizarre, it almost looks like it had to be orchestrated. And of course, these types of events very much play into the spin that's used to prepare people for having to turn in the guns. So I don't think Americans will much longer be allowed to be armed. They're going to be disarmed because the only amendment left in the Constitution is the second one. If they can take away the right to due process, habeas corpus, the prohibition against cruel and unusual treatment because they now torture, if they can take all these away, they can take away the guns. And so it's just a question of them doing it. Probably won't be much longer.
And people said, oh, they won't pass government health care. Oh, they won't. Obama won't sign NDAA. Oh, Obama won't put our military under NATO. It's all being done. And they've gotten rid of all the other nine amendments. And they're trying to phase it in. But the Second Amendment still stands in the way. The minute they get that, it's going to be like the final, rock in the dam giving way. And it's just going to collapse into an orgy of corruption. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the Army admits the re-education camp documents that were made public 2 months ago. They said, yeah, that's ours. They admit they're training for gun confiscation. The Secretary of the Army said in the CFR, as you know, 2 months ago, he said, yeah, we want a brigade in every city of Marines and Army. I mean, it's all happening. What are they getting ready for, Dr. Roberts?
I don't know, but they certainly have a police state. It's in place, and we no longer have any rights if they don't want us to have them. They can bring any kind of charges against anybody at any time, or they can simply disappear them. there's no longer any protection against being thrown into a dungeon for the rest of your life without ever being told why you're there, much less a court being told or a jury or any evidence presented. So as far as I can tell, the Constitution no longer exists. There no longer exists any constraints on the power of government. And it's page is turned.
A lot of people are evacuating the United States. What do you think about that phenomenon?
Well, they've got good sense. If I wasn't so old, I'd do it too. And I think more people would be doing it if they could sell their property. But right now, you can't really sell anything. You have to give it away. So not that there's any really safe place to go. If you think about it, you know, the United States claims that its law reaches every country. And it can, and if the country doesn't give you back, they'll be paid a bribe to do it. And if that doesn't work, they'll send somebody in to kidnap you and take you off.
Yeah, they've been doing that a lot now. Or they say they'll just have a drone kill you, even in a friendly country.
That's right. They'll kill you with a drone or the local population. Once the power of the United States declines, the locals may turn on you because they'll blame the Americans for all the terrible things that are happening, the world depression or whatever, and there you be in the middle of them. So you might not even be safe. And what's the friendly environment abroad once the power of the United States is seen to be eroding away, diminishing, which it has to do with the rate at which debt is pouring out, the rate at which the debt's being monetized. This has to put pressure on the dollar, on the dollar's value. And although the Federal Reserve is propping it up in many ways right now, these props can't last forever. So when the dollar's value falls enough that it gets abandoned as world reserve currency, the power of the United States will be dramatically curtailed.
What will QE3? I know the Federal Reserve has been hinting more at that. The Financial Times 2 days ago said it's probably coming soon, but they've held it off longer than some thought. You predicted they would hold it off longer. I remember that over a year ago, and they did. Most people said they would have it by the end of last year. What could precipitate what you call the end of the world? I mean, I've never seen you write articles about the end of the world.
Well, I'm trying to remember that article. I pointed out all of the things that were undermining the economic position of the United States and its NATO puppets. And of course, we see forming other blocs, for example, the BRICS, you know, Brazil, India, China, Russia, South Africa are now forming to avoid the use of the dollar in their international settlements. So they're going to pay each other off or settle their balance of payments between each other in their own currencies. And there was a report recently that China and Japan have made the same agreement. So you can see there the second and third largest economies and the most important countries like Russia. Brazil's the biggest country in South America. South Africa, of course, is the dominant economy in that continent. And if they're all moving away from the dollar, then the demand for dollars has to fall. And
even though they're bought heavily into it, I mean, I guess they understand a great evil has risen.
Well, I think they see trouble coming with it, and they just don't want to be dependent on it. Because when it goes, there'll be a lot of dislocation.
Why are the Western elites giving away all their power in an orgy of power grabbing? I mean, they've got to know that they're going to end up in the final equation not winning this.
Well, I don't, you know, as we've talked about this before, I'm not so sure they know as much as you think they do. And I think hubris ran away with them. Look, Alex, when the Soviet Union collapsed, what did we have? We had the neoconservative response, the end of history. the utter total victory of the United States and capitalism. And so this just hubris ran away with them. They just became without any kind of judgment or discernment. There was no alternative to America, period. And they've not gotten over that. They keep pressing it further. But so I don't think they'll be prepared for the outcome any more than Napoleon was prepared for the outcome of his invasion of Russia or Hitler. So people make fundamental mistakes. They get overconfident.
Well, I checked history. I've never seen Russian ministers, even when they were like totally red, say we're preparing to nuke you. And Medvedev and Putin are saying, you're encircling us, you're trying to overthrow our government, we're preparing to nuke Western Europe. And they've got their bombers flying back in, the submarines, and the military's funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria. I mean, this is insanity.
Well, it's insanity. It's part of the neoconservative drive for American hegemony. And it's part of the huge sums of billions and billions of profits the military security complex is making out of the American drive for hegemony. So you have their powerful interest who benefit from this insanity, and that's why they're doing it. Everything is short term. They think short term, and they're benefiting short term, and so they're leading the world to disaster because of their short-term focus. They've restarted the Cold War with Russia. They're starting it with China. You know, all of the developments in the Pacific, the United States has announced that it's going to refocus its fleet in the Pacific, South China Sea. It's building new naval and air bases South Korea, the Philippines.
Stay there. I want to come right back with that and then get to other topics that are front and center on your radar screen. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts of paulcraigroberts.org is our guest. And we're talking about the collapse of the U.S. economy and the end of the world. I guess they'll just put on black uniforms. Everything will be all right. All right, it's our final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics. Big publications have called him one of the top 10 living economists out there. I think, what is that, Money or Forbes? I forget. He's with us. We've got about 6 minutes left. Sir, we got some big breaking news after he leaves us. I'll just leave it at that. It's top linked on Drudge, our story, right in the middle column. Looking at the LIBOR scandal and what's happened with that, just another admission of banks all over the world coordinating interest rates to rip people off. And then I saw the fine they had. It was like a tiny micron of the overall profit. I mean, this will collapse society if just lawlessness is legal. What's your take on that?
Okay, Alex, the fixing of the LIBOR rate is just part and parcel of the fixing of the interest rate by the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England. The purpose of the low interest rates is quite different from the spin in the news. It's not to rip people off or to let the banks borrow cheaper. When you have a lower LIBOR rate, it means that the prices of all of the debt instruments that are linked to LIBOR rise. You know, the price of a bond or a debt instrument goes in the opposite direction of interest rates. So a lower LIBOR rate means the price of all of these derivatives and so forth that are linked to LIBOR, these floating rate instruments, those prices jump. And so since that's what the banks have, it makes the prices of the instruments on their books rise, and it makes them look more solvent than they are. So the whole reason for fixing the interest rate is to create this artificial appearance of bank solvency. And that's why the Fed and the Bank of England didn't blow the whistle on the banks fixing the LIBOR rate. There are other ways they fix the rates, the banks. If you, for example, if you sell an interest rate swap, that's a way of shorting interest rates. So if the banks put on a lot of sales of interest rate swaps, it drives down interest rates. And therefore, the values of the assets on their books rise. So it's part, in other words, Alex, we have a financial system that's been so corrupted by concentration of banks into too big to fail and by deregulation that the only way it can be kept afloat is through organized fraud. Fraud by the central banks, fraud by the banks themselves, and that's what it takes to keep the system afloat.
Now, you're obviously a total insider, can speak to that, and I agree with you that obviously that's the main overriding, you know, issue. I mean, you know, you've helped, you know, set these things legally in the past, you know, back with Congress and the Federal Reserve. But looking at this, isn't it also then that the banks then also get the money at 0% and then can loan it out for more? I mean, there is that profit angle as well.
Yes, but that's inconsequential compared to the rise to the capital gains.
Got it. It props up all the derivatives, and it props up the treasuries.
It props up everything that's linked to a floating rate, and since rates tend to move in the same direction, it also props up the treasuries. It helps the Fed's policy succeed. Now, the real question is, how long can all this propping up go on? The way I see it can come undone is when the BRICS and China and Japan and all these countries, they start abandoning the dollar. They won't just dump them overnight, but as they start using their own currencies in place of the dollar in international settlements, the demand for the dollar will start coming down. Now, it's harder for the Fed to fix the price of the dollar than it is for them to fix the price of bonds. Traditionally, they can support the dollar by raising interest rates, but they can't raise interest rates when their policy is low interest rates. So that's where the thing can come undone. They may find themselves unable to keep the dollar from sinking. And as the dollar sinks, it means the values of assets denominated in dollars also sink. So they will lose control over the bond price. This is why they manipulate the gold and silver market, because they don't want gold and silver rising. It's a way of devaluing the dollar. So every time the gold and silver starts going up, they sell naked shorts. It's also why they prevent any real decline in the stock market. Every time people exit the stock market and sell, they go in and buy stock index futures. And then that offsets the selling in the market.
And that's the plunge protection team, correct?
That's right. And so the whole financial system is rigged, not just interest rates, gold and silver prices, equity.
You know, Dr. Roberts, it's been hard to get you on the last 2 weeks. Can I twist your arm to come back and give us the take on the military situation in the Middle East with Syria briefly?
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. I'll put him on the spot there so you can get him to stay longer with us. And then I'll get to the TSA rolling out nationwide, top story at Drudge Report, and a lot more coming up. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Yeah, Bloomberg has told police nationwide to stand down if we won't turn our guns in. Sounds like something Bane would do in a fictional movie. You break the law, Bloomberg. I'm working for the Republic. I'm the InfoWars.com radio show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Great website. I'm so glad in the last year or so he started this website, because it really is a nice website. I visit it all the time. PaulCraigRoberts.org. And the Institute for Political Economy. I'm going to keep about 5-6 minutes here, finishing up on what's happening militarily around the world. And I was asking him during the break before last what he wanted to continue with. And he said, well, you know, the subject we're on, where this leads. So I want to ask him, let's just do that now. Is there, from your historical research, from being the number two in the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editor, you know, at the head of big prestigious think tanks, you know the intelligence, you know, you've been part of it. I know you've been ostracized a bit for not worshiping and drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, you wouldn't be invited to the Wolf's Lair either in 1945, I imagine, by Hitler. But the point is that you see the emperor has no clothes. Is there any way to navigate this? Because, you know, you're saying the power structure doesn't really have a plan. I agree that they're out of control and delusional, but they got a plan. It's checkpoints everywhere. It's drones. It's citizen spies. All the local cops I talked to were told, yeah, we're getting ready for martial law, basically. I don't know if that's going to happen, but their plan is a post-free economy and this new kleptocrat type system. So is there any way to avert that on the road we're on?
Well, they may have a plan like that domestically, but I thought you were talking about internationally.
Sure, but everything. I mean, is there any way out of this? Is there any way for
Alex? What they may not they may or may not understand is the economy is collapsing out from under them. Now, are they doing this because they know the economy is collapsing, or is it just a grab of power by security agencies and they're not aware? So I don't know what happens when the economy collapses out from under them. I don't know what they'll do or what they'll be able to do, or how much resistance they would meet from desperate people. I just can't predict that. But what I think is happening is much of the rest of the world is realizing that the days of the United States power has peaked and is on a decline. So we're meeting firmer opposition from the Russians, firmer opposition from China, from other countries like Brazil. And I think our NATO puppets are also realizing that they may be aligned with a collapsing empire. And so we may see that all of a sudden Washington can't pull the strings anymore, its hegemony is over. And if the world turns its back on us and ceases to follow our leadership and ceases to quake in fear and ceases to be bought off, then the whole situation changes. And I do not think Washington has any control over that. They may have a lot more control over the domestic population with the police state they've put in place. But how these things play out, I don't know. It'll be interesting times and dangerous times. And at some point, people like you and I may be carted off or we'll have to shut up. So it's hard to know how this all ends up.
Wow, it's really is indescribable how real this is. And historically, for those of us that have studied history, how unbelievably off the chart things have gotten. You know who concurs with you, as you know, has been the last four chairmen of the Joint Chiefs until they got Dempsey, who reportedly can hardly tie his shoelaces. They've all said this is insane and that these wars are going to bring us down. They've said no repeatedly and been removed. And the head of CENTCOM, Fox Fallon, was removed. I actually know that the higher levels of the Pentagon have been telling the bankers, stop this. But it's a psychology of people like Corzine with 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. And it just you realize it's a bunch of arrogant, cocksure, Ivy League, wild men. Because I've been to some parties where some of these guys are at, and they act like 14-year-olds on drugs.
See, Washington is unaccountable. That was what was established by the Bush and Cheney administration, that the executive branch is no longer accountable to law, to the Constitution, to Congress, or to the courts. And Obama, who said he was going to fix all that, has merely continued it and codified it into law so that we now have the executive branch is independent of law, of the Constitution, and is not accountable. The President of the United States can announce that he has a policy of drawing up a list of American citizens to be assassinated without due process, and he's not immediately impeached. Now, if Reagan had done something like that, or for that matter, something as recent as Clinton, they would have been immediately impeached. So this shows you how rapid the descent is, how rapid the changes are, that the president can say, hey, I can kill any American that I'm suspicious of without giving any account.
Or NATO is over our military. I mean, that way they just get,
I think that's not true.
No, I agree with you.
Military is over NATO. They are, first of all, NATO hadn't got any military. It's the American military, and we dress it up with a few small detachments of people here and there, but the entire countries of Europe, their military probably isn't any larger than the Georgia National Guard.
Now, listen, I totally agree with you. In fact, let me elaborate. This is how they get Congress out of the way, who is over the power to wage war in the purse, as you know, in the Constitution, is now they say, oh, NATO and the UN is who we get authorization for. But really, NATO and the UN are puppets of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. And so it's this game, because right in front of this is this military coup run by the banksters.
Well, I think that you're right, that when we say, oh, we don't have to go to Congress, we go to the UN, or we can go to NATO, we say that when we think we can make the UN and NATO do what we want. The trouble with the UN, though, is that China and Russia have vetoes, and they're using them now. So that avenue is not working for them. And of course, they tried to overthrow Russia by financing the Russian political opposition through the National Endowment for Democracy, which is essentially a CIA State Department front. And Putin finally caught on and has now made all of the Russian opposition that are funded by American money to register as foreign agents. So the Russians are catching on. The Chinese can see American bases surrounding them. You know, we're trying to get the naval base from Vietnam. We're trying to get an air base from Thailand. We're trying to get the Philippines to let the Navy back in Subic Bay. We're building a new base on a South Korean island. We've sent Marines to Australia and other places. And so China sees this. And so this, of course, will affect their attitude toward cooperating with the United States on a variety of fronts. And we may think we can buy off the other Asian countries, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, but China is close to them. We're not. And they'll assess that. So I think what we may see here is the beginning of the unraveling of American hegemony.
Yes, sir. In closing, that was my next question. Then I want to briefly ask you about Syria and just the spectacle of al-Qaeda publicly working for the West now, which, of course, always did. But looking at this, I've studied history, but you negotiated with Russia, you dealt with it, you know, you were alive back when this was all really, you know, in the thick of it. Do you ever remember a time where Russian presidents and prime ministers openly said, okay, we're preparing to use nuclear weapons against you, don't deploy those missiles? I mean, that, because historically the Russians don't usually bluff. And for me, that's a big deal. And now they've put Spetsnaz into Syria. We know Western commandos through NATO, U.S. backed, are in there, you know, trying to take Damascus and other areas. I mean, this clearly that's not a suicide bomb that just killed most of the military leadership. It went through a window. It was a cruise missile. I mean, all of this, I mean, this is war. This is full-on war with proxy states.
Well, it's very dangerous. I certainly agree. And you're completely right that both Medvedev and Putin have raised the specter of nuclear war. They say that that these things are getting out of hand. For no good reason, and the downside is horrendous. And Washington remains deaf. They don't hear it. So, as I have said before in other articles and for quite a time, the United States is the greatest threat to life on Earth of any country that is in existence. And the outcome may be that there's no life on Earth. And certainly they don't listen to anybody. They don't listen when the Russian prime minister and the Russian president issue clear warnings. They don't hear it. So why are they going to listen to me or you or anybody
else? We're going to nuke Western Europe if you move your missiles in.
No, that's not what they said. No, what they said was, look, if you're going to surround us with missile bases, we are going to target Western Europe capitals with cruise missiles.
Yeah, with nukes, yeah.
Which your missile bases can't do anything about. And not only that, we're going to target your missile bases with cruise missiles. And so your missile bases won't be there either. And so what the Russians are saying is that what you're doing is utterly stupid because it's not going to do you any good. And yet you're raising tensions. And so why don't you stop? That's what the Russians keep saying. They're not threatening that they're going to blow anybody up. They're just saying, look, we have these offsetting steps. We'd rather not spend the money doing this. We have better uses for it domestically. But if you're going to surround us with anti-ballistic missile bases in order to neutralize our nuclear deterrent, we will simply put the warheads on cruise missiles that your anti-ballistic missiles cannot touch because they're flying low over the ground, the cruise missiles, and we'll target all the European capitals.
Sure, but if you go back to 888, remember that, they did have their chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, said, if you don't pull back, we've just rolled nukes in. My point is they're going into a very aggressive stance again.
Well, I think that they're caught on, and they're not going to sit there and take it, and they're taking... The aggressive stance comes from the United States.
Oh, I understand, but I'm saying it's a major escalation.
They are initiating all of the trouble, all of the aggression, and they have now said that they have responses that can offset whatever advantage we expect to get from these bases. So why don't we just quit doing it now so everybody doesn't waste their money? And so we can get over this.
But there's also cruise missiles launched off submarines the Russians have.
Well, no doubt they probably won't need them. But the point is, I don't think the Russians want a nuclear war. I'm not sure about the neoconservatives. I think I recall seeing a video of William Crystal. In some debate or something in which he says, what's the good of nuclear missiles if you can't use them?
Yeah, I remember that.
So, in fact, if you do remember it and you have vast files, if you can find that, I sure would like to have the URL to it. Because
yeah, we'll look that up. William Crystal says, you know, what's the point of nuclear weapons if you can't use them? That's like saying, hey, why not just drop your kid into a wood chipper? What's the point of having a two-year-old if you can't drop him into a wood chipper? I mean, it's just total madness. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, love the site, paulcraigroberts.org. Thank you for letting us carry your work there at infowars.com. And I did have a question for you that I meant to ask you when we were off air. But what I'll do is we're about to go to break here in just a few minutes. If you could stay on Skype, I had one more question for you off air, if that's okay.
Okay, Alex.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to break here in just a few minutes. I said that if police officers wanted to call in to give us their take on Obama saying go on strike, excuse me, Obama's surrogate, Bloomberg saying go on strike, Freudian slip there, if we don't ban our guns, and Michael Moore saying take all guns but black powder, a single shot, that's illegal. And they've come out in the news, CBS News has pointed out, that is against New York law. So is this not holding people hostage? And I asked for police officers to call in, 800-259-9231. We're going to take one call and go to break, and then we are going to continue with your calls. Lawrence in New Jersey, a police officer. What do you think of Bloomberg saying police should go on strike nationwide until the people turn in their guns?
I think it's an absolute disgrace. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I have a plug that goes in here, and it's too small, and it keeps coming out, so I couldn't hear you at first. Go ahead.
I apologize.
No, that's my fault.
I think it's a disgrace. I think it's a testament to our poor leadership that we have running this country. You know, he's supposed to be a senior leader of over, I don't know how many millions of people in New York City. And he comes out and he says something like this for his entire police force to say. I honestly don't see how anybody under his chain of command could respect him after something like that. I couldn't. I mean, I'm former military and I'm currently a police officer here in New Jersey. You know, that to me is a disgrace. You can't walk away from your responsibility like that. You can't incite people to walk away from their responsibility like that. I just don't see any excuse for it.
Well, it's illegal, and it is calling on basically terrorizing people in cities where they've been disarmed, like New York. Can you imagine if the police, even though they're famously corrupt there in New York, a lot of them are good people still, can you imagine if the police disappeared? I mean, people are getting mugged left and right when the police are there. Can you imagine if the biggest police force in the country disappeared and the public can't protect themselves, what the hoodlums would do? As a police officer right across the water from them, what do you think would happen?
I can tell you exactly what would happen. You'd have martial law. You would have to have martial law. That'd be the only next best option, is they would have to mobilize probably units in the National Guard and get them out there on the street right away.
But he's saying nobody should be there. He's saying nobody should be there. So what would the criminals do? They would start looting, and somebody had the idea to set things on fire. And I would guarantee within 6 hours of police walking off in L.A. or New York or Chicago, the city would be on fire.
Oh, it would be mayhem. It would definitely be mayhem. I don't work in a large department like that, but I could tell you that, especially on the weekends, it gets kind of crazy. And without us being around, I mean, there would be very few, there would be no law and order. It would be a free-for-all. And, you know, we have to retain some semblance of order for something like this. I mean, it's just unbelievable that somebody that high up in government would actually say something like that out in public. You know,
Thank you so much, Lawrence. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, you know, I'm watching your show, and, you know, I see you bring up a lot of topics like this, and the one thing that I would like to bring into this is, you know, we're seeing a lot of dependence on automation these days.
Stay there. I want to hear about this after the break, and then more police officers. Stay with us. Open the phones up for this little segment. The next one, 800-259-9231. Does this show you how criminal these people are? If you think I'll sit around while these criminals overrun us, I'm not going along with it. Okay? They ship guns to Mexico to create bedlam in a disarmed society. Now, in some small town in Texas or somewhere, if the police stood down, nothing would really happen. In most cases, there would definitely be some problems. But if you had them stand down in New York where you got 10 million people and they're disarmed and you got the biggest population of criminals there to suck off welfare and everything, they're going to start raping and robbing and pillaging in hours. If the announcement's made no cops, banks would be robbed instantly. Instantly, bank robberies would start. Robberies of everything. Looting of Walmarts. It would be and then people start torching stuff. Guaranteed the arsonist would go insane. Then they'd start shooting the fire department because they wouldn't stand down. Now, I'm ranting, and I apologize for that. Lawrence, you were going to finish your point about automation. Police officer in New Jersey, go ahead.
Yes. You know, you speak a lot about drones being used and these type of things. And in my position, I've never seen this, although I'm really not for it, especially being a former military officer. I'm also now seeing here in New Jersey, they're going with these red light cameras, and they're, you know, they haven't instituted photo radar, but a lot of people feel that that's next. You know, I think these the automation that they're using is just one more way of them keeping tabs on things, and it's becoming a reach into people's pockets.
No, it's all federally paid for and has a back door, and they're going to phase out police for actually out there doing things and only use you to be political minders. That's the official plan. Automated, autonomous drones are already in the sky. Humans aren't going to be in combat within 10 years under DARPA public plans. Humans will work on robots, and you might have some special forces for certain duties going up against other humans. But it's going to be reign of the robots. That is their public plan.
You know, there's no honor in it. And, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, police work, you need to have discretion. When you've got a camera that just snaps a picture of somebody who may have, you know, one guy brought up a legitimate point last night on a local radio station. He says, what happens if I have to move out of a, you know, I guess you could say a
ambulance,
emergency vehicle, an ambulance or something, and I cross the line, I get snapped. You know, now I got
That's come out. Listen, they're illegal. You've got to have a sworn peace officer give the citation. It doesn't stand up in court, but they don't care. They just it's been thrown out in a lot of areas. But you can't have citations being sent that weren't signed by. Look, we're allowing the globalists to cut humans out of the equation. And yes, red light cameras are horrible. These face scanning ones, all of it is going to be the end of us. The globalists admit it's about getting humans out of the equation so that we can't say no to them. This is the plan. This is the total takeover plan.
Honestly, I mean, if I'm very limited in what I can do. I could speak my feelings about it, you know, and it's up to people like you to go out there and expose it and get enough people riled up to change the law. You know,
yeah, it's really bad. They do. They're a bunch of crooks. Well, what happens is the local ones get promoted up if they sell people out. And again, the buck stops with the people. We've gotten lazy. We've gotten stupid. We've gotten drunk on entertainment. We've gotten in a trance state. We got to come out of it. But soon, the buck won't stop with us. They're going to have an automated control grid in where the computers close the highways. That's the plan. Derek and Steve, police officers, straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Congressman Bob Barr is joining us, and then we have some incredible medical information coming up in the last 30 minutes. Bob Barr coming up here in just a moment. We have big breaking news on the TSA front up at Infowars.com as they fan out nationwide. The story is also top story, middle column of DrudgeReport.com. Finishing up with the police officers, got time to take two more here from Derek and then Steve. A bunch of others are ringing. Let's talk to Steve, who's a police officer in Texas, listening on 1630 AM. We've got so many affiliates. Is that what area is 1630? I forget.
All my child of Fort Worth, sir.
Okay, yeah, great affiliate up there. Wonderful people. That's who I thought. What's the call letters again?
I'm not sure what the call letters are. I just know that it's 1630 AM.
I know. We need to plug all those folks. Anyways, I apologize for bumbling around. What is your take on hearing Bloomberg tell police nationwide to stand down and let old ladies get raped?
Well, I believe, like you said, in a large city, that's something, because I'm actually, I work for the district attorney out here in Tarrant County. And pretty much, I left a large department because it's very politicized at the large departments. The smaller departments really don't believe in a lot of the things that the globalists are pretty much pushing. But what I've learned is that the larger departments, mainly like the Dallas and Fort Worth departments, they pretty much they're more politics than actual law enforcement. But I believe it'll be a complete mess for the larger cities.
Yeah, I mean, in L.A., if the police stood down, people would start robbing immediately. Can you imagine Los Angeles if the police walked off the job?
Well, I remember there was a situation because I actually moved out here from Arizona, and I was a state trooper out there in Arizona, and I remember there were a lot of situations out there where they pretty much were kind of pushing the law enforcement officers to not really enforce certain things, and basically leave it up to the citizens, and the citizens believing not being armed and things of that nature. So we were getting a lot of situations where people were pretty much desperate. And I believe that'll be a situation in New York or any of the Los Angeles or even Dallas or Fort Worth areas where there's a larger population that pretty much believes that they shouldn't have the right.
Exactly. No, I mean, imagine if Bloomberg had the police stand down in New York where the people are sitting ducks. I mean, where I live and out in the country outside Austin, cops want to stand down. Go ahead. Somebody comes up, rob me, they're deader than a hammer. But can you imagine in New York with all those domesticated people? Oh, man, I tell you, that would be really bad. But I guess he's kind of a criminal in heart, so he'd like to see that hell on earth. Bloomberg is such a criminal. You know, they admit what he said is criminal, but he won't get any trouble for it. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Derek is in California, police officer in training. What's your take on all this?
I think this is absolutely ridiculous, and I've been talking to a lot of people in the force and a lot of officers that I've known for a while, and they absolutely agree with me, agree with everything you're saying, and there's just two things that I don't know. I think that people are missing, especially in big cities like Los Angeles or anything, is that, you know, you get rid of everything, and like you've already said, it'd just be pandemonium. Like, it already is insane, but just stepping it up like that, only criminals, people that wouldn't give up their guns would have guns, and then, you know, people, innocent people can't do anything about it. And
exactly. Within 24 hours, L.A. would be on fire, guaranteed.
Absolutely. And one thing, you see getting banning things, all it does is create a black market, and all we're going to have to do is deal with just more criminal insanity, and nothing good can come from it. So there is a lot of people that are starting to understand that, though. But at the same time, I'm the only thing that I'm scared of is, you know, there'll be good cops that won't.
Well, I'll tell you this. If they order you to go confiscate guns, I mean, that is that you're asking to be killed if that happens. I would not follow that order if I was you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go to drudgereport.com, it's the best place to find it. In the middle column, top story, TSA expands to California train stations and bus terminals. Incredible footage by a guy that's reported for us before. His YouTube channel's George for Title. I want to get him on the nightly news tonight. And it shows what looks like more than 10 of them with dogs, sidearms, you name it, milling around. The video's up there at the site. We're going to pull some more stills out of it. But really, really scary to see that. And then I said this earlier in the show, and the crew went and looked it up. Bloomberg's had to respond to CBS, and he said it's illegal in New York to call for police to strike you know, if you're in the police force or government, and so I didn't mean that. He called for police to stand down nationwide until we turn our guns in. On the same show, and he agreed, it's on CNN's website, it's 38 minutes long, both of them, you know, commercial-free there. CNN's cut out the ads, you can watch it. And we played the clips in the first hour. They said ban everything, all guns except for black powder single shot. And they said that's their goal. And the UN treaty, of course, even Forbes has analyzed it. It allows registration and then confiscation of all semi-auto. The ATF last year wanted to ban all shotguns that are bottom loading, saying they're not sporting. Well, the Second Amendment's not for sporting. Very dangerous times. And I couldn't think of a better time to get former Congressman Bob Barr on the transmission, because he's been suing TSA, trying to find out from their leaks that Drudge Report and Infowars.com and Alex Jones have been listed. I've talked to TSA people where they're told, yes, that we're basically extremists because we're saying the TSA is outside its jurisdiction. They're not really police officers. We had a congresswoman on who's introduced bills to try to have them stop calling themselves officers. They're not just out of federal jurisdiction. They're not even sworn officers. The one thing, if the FBI was running checkpoints, that would be a Fourth Amendment violation. This is a Tenth Amendment as well. Bob Barr's a lawyer, so he can also, and a known constitutional scholar, he can break it down for us. But we've just got all this craziness accelerating right now and an orgy of calls by Rupert Murdoch and Bill Kristol and Piers Morgan and Bloomberg and Michael Moore and all these Hollywood stars are saying, they're now being honest. They're saying, you know what? We want to ban your guns, period. Give them to us. And it is so crazy. We've done the math. It's 0.3% to be in a mass shooting with five or more people killed out of the number of people that are shot. And you've got a very low chance of being shot, period. It's not a very common cause of death. It's just wild to see this authoritarianism. So I want to go over all that with Bob Barr, who was joining us about TSA and some updates on that. But first, sir, you've heard my little news brief here. I know you follow the news. What do you make of this authoritarian coming out of the closet we're seeing, because it quite frankly is shaking me that they're this brazen.
Thank you, Alex. Always good to be with you and your many listeners. It's disturbing, but it's nothing new. The forces that wish to silence individual liberty and the ability of people to both express themselves freely and to protect themselves are always out there. They were there before 1776. They were there after 1776. They've been with us throughout all of the ups and downs of our country's greatness. And even though from time to time we, that is the proponents of liberty, yourself, myself, your listeners, and many other people across this land, even though once in a while we do win a victory at the polls or legislatively or through the courts, the forces against us never ever give up. This is one thing that I've learned through the years serving on the board of the National Rifle Association, for example, and that is even though, for example, in today's political climate, the current administration under President Obama dare not overtly push their gun control agenda, that doesn't mean that they have given up on it, nor does it mean that there are not other groups out there and individuals like Bloomberg and New York and Hollywood elites that are constantly pushing the envelope of their anti-freedom, anti-gun agenda.
Well said. I mean, I forgot how many hats you wear that you've been on the NRA board, and I just want to say something. In the last 5-6 years, I've seen the NRA go from really kind of a weak milquetoast stance to really getting aggressive now and coming out and saying, hey, he does plan outside of the Second Amendment to try to restrict it. Hey, this treaty is a threat. And I've been very critical of the NRA, but thanks to your leadership and others, we're starting to really see them get up on their hind legs. Can you give us some inside baseball on what's precipitated that? Because it's very good news.
Probably more than any other one word, it was the word Heston, Charlton Heston. When he took over the reins of leadership of the NRA back in the mid-late 1990s, and during which time he served for, I think, 5 years as president of the NRA, he gave it backbone and courage, and enunciated a message that really galvanized and organized both internally within the NRA, our true core mission to protect the freedom embodied in the Second Amendment, and it gave a real voice outside of the NRA. It gave people real courage to stand up and say, yes, we support the NRA. Yes, we understand what they're doing. Yes, we're with you, Charlton Heston. That, I think, was a real turning point. I came on the board at the same time, so I saw it really develop under...
And you're still on the board. I just want to tell you, we like what you're doing. Thank God the NRA is not selling us out. We want to commend you, Congressman Barr. That's something else. You worked so hard, former Congressman Barr. So we just want to thank you on air for that, because this is such a desperate fight, as you know.
Well, it is, and the venue is not just here in communities in America. It's not just in city halls like Mayor Bloomberg's in New York. It's not just at the capitals across the state. It's not just in Washington. It's on the banks of the East River in New York, at the United Nations, and other international organizations, as you've already talked about, and will keep hammering away at, I hope. The United Nations is, over the course of the next week until the very end of this month, busy drafting up an arms trade treaty, or AT&T, that would definitely impact negatively our Second Amendment guaranteed rights to defend ourselves through the use of a firearm in this country.
Very exciting that people seem to be waking up to this, but it's also frightening that the system doesn't care. It's just rolling forward. What is the sense of the NRA in your study of this, and also being an NGO so you can keep an eye on what's happening? Does it look like Obama's going to sign it and that the Senate might ratify it?
Yes and no. Yes to the first question, no to the second. under the leadership of John Bolton, both when he served as the Undersecretary of State during the early years of the Bush administration, at which time he had as part of his portfolio the United Nations, and then later as our acting ambassador to the United Nations toward the end of the Bush administration, John Bolton and his immediate successor in that job did a tremendous job of holding the line against these UN encroachments into Second Amendment rights and policy in this country. That changed immediately when the Obama administration came in, took office in 2009, and with Hillary Clinton taking the reins at the State Department, they announced publicly in 2009 that the United States had shifted its position and would now support the drafting of an arms trade treaty. Now, even though the administration has said we have some objections to the language that they're crafting, my view is that when push comes to shove, when all the dust settles, that they would support it. But I do not believe that the Senate, as it's currently configured, even though the Republicans don't have a majority, I don't think the Senate would go along with it. There have been, I think, more than sufficient U.S. senators from both parties. This is not just a Republican position who have said they would not vote to ratify an arms trade treaty.
Certainly fortuitous timing, the tragedy in Colorado, and they didn't waste any time seizing on it. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I'd like to get your take on that and then segue into the TSA and what Liberty Guard's doing and how folks can get involved with you on that, you know, standing up to the TSA, and get your take on where you see that fight going right now, where, you know, where it currently is. Michael Moore saying ban everything down to flintlocks because that's all the founders would want us to have. He now speaks for them. And again, the ATF is saying they want to ban shotguns. They were saying last year that are bottom loading because it's only for sporting, when we know it's not for sporting. What is your argument back to him saying that, oh, that's an old document, we need to update it? What is your response to Michael Moore?
Well, Alex, it's hard to know where to start with somebody who takes such an idiotic, absolutely idiotic position as that. The whole notion of a militia, which to our founding fathers, both from their experience and their study of history and their knowledge of the citizens being the last bulwark against the success of tyrannical government, they understood that the militia was and is the people of this country, the citizenry. And anybody who says, well, the militia is simply the National Guard, or it's simply an organized group, and if you don't belong to it, you don't share in the Second Amendment rights guaranteed by the rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment, has no concept whatsoever of either history or the real world out there. And not only that, but as the justices on the Supreme Court who voted in and supported the majority opinions in the 2008 and 2010 Second Amendment cases, the Heller case in Washington, D.C., and the McDonald case in Chicago, as those majority opinions understood and read, the Second Amendment was not limited, nor are the other amendments guaranteeing our freedom, such as the First Amendment, limited simply to those physical things that existed at the time of the amendments drafting and incorporation. I mean, this idiotic position by Michael Moore, you know, would he claim, or would he take the position that the First Amendment only guarantees the printed word, not the movies that he makes, simply because that was the only medium of expression back in the late 18th century?
Exactly, and he acts like the thought is old, when really the Constitution and Bill of Rights is new. What they want to go back to is 1,000-year-old law that slaves can't have weapons.
Well, a very good point, and part of the reason why, for example, gun laws were passed many years ago here in the South was to deny certain restrictions on gun laws were passed into laws.
Exactly.
Were to deny freed slaves, free black Americans, the right to possess firearms.
Well, just because the polls show America is becoming more pro-gun, I know you as an NRA board member know this, but for some of the new listeners, just because we're winning the fight for the Second Amendment with the hearts and minds doesn't mean we're going to win legislatively. Doesn't matter, Obamacare was unpopular, they still got it, and that's what's really scary is the Supreme Court could have a good ruling on the Second Amendment, I guess because you guys at the NRA and others argued it, but then have a bad ruling on health care. We don't have much time with you. I know you've got to go in about 5 minutes. 1 minute on the health care bill, and then let's get into Liberty Guard and the TSA expanding out to our highways.
Well, Liberty Guard that I had, your listeners can go to it at www.libertyguard.org. We're involved in both of these issues. We drafted, got signatures, and presented to the Supreme Court petitions against Obamacare. And we have been engaged in a long-running series of skirmishes with TSA. As a matter of fact, we have a lawsuit pending against TSA simply to try and get them to comply with the law in this country that says the citizens have a right to know what their government is doing. TSA believes that it is above the law, the same as the Department of Homeland Security believes that it is above the law and doesn't have to disclose how many people are being spied on illegally, or the process that the TSA goes through to develop and implement these naked X-ray scanners and so forth. So Liberty Guard is very proud through its supporters to be involved in both of these battles.
Again, that was over a year ago that you tried to do a FOIA request simply for documents that should be public, and they won't release it. They get caught lying about their radiation studies. They never did. They get caught lying about strip searching. Now, if you argue, they try to take you to the back room as if that's an intimidation. I mean, how far is this going to go, Congressman?
It'll go as far as the citizens of this country allow it to go. I mean, it's the same as another issue that Liberty Guard has recently become active in, and that is the anti-drone effort. As a matter of fact, we have at Liberty Guard a program, Dump the Drones, and people can find out about a petition to the Congress and get a free bumper sticker by making a contribution to help dump the drones. They can go to libertyguard.org and help us out with that also.
And what's great about Liberty Guard is you've got little cards there. Tell folks how they get those, and it shows solidarity. And I've talked to people who've been there, and I've talked to some TSA folks on the inside who are upset about what's happening, obviously. They say that it's that solidarity of that Liberty Guard card that looks professional, lets them know you're part of an organization. We've got to basically, you know, unionize, not like government does, but just, you know, collectively by our free association and let them know we're getting organized. Tell people about that.
This was a part of our program when the TSA a couple of years ago started these naked body scanners and forcing people to go through them. It's called the Opt Out Alliance, OPT Out Alliance, and supporters can go to libertyguard.org and get a free card that has printed on the back, sort of like the Miranda rights for criminal suspects. It has printed on the back your rights as a citizen and as an air traveler in this country.
Amazing. Continuing here with Congressman Bob Barr of LibertyGuard.org. Congressman, in closing here, again, obviously Romney pushes a lot of things we don't like, and I never really believe in lesser of two evils. Even Joe Farah didn't support McCain 4 years ago and wrote a book, you know, saying none of the above. But with Obama, really, he's moving so quickly. What do you expect him to do if he gets back into office? Just go hog wild?
That probably is a typical Alex Jones understatement, that he'll go hog wild. He certainly would because, for example, just take the one issue that you led off with here, Alex, and that is the firearms issue. This administration has not all of a sudden become pro-Second Amendment. That's not the reason that they are not pushing an overt anti-firearms agenda, particularly in the wake of the horrific shooting in Aurora, Colorado last weekend. They are not pushing an anti-gun agenda only because politically they can't afford to do it right now. If this president is reelected, there will be no such constraints, and they will push forward not just nationally, but through their local surrogates like Mike Bloomberg in New York and some of the big city liberal mayors elsewhere. They will really push their anti-firearms agenda.
Well, he is such an authoritarian, and I think he's gotten in big trouble now calling for police to stand down nationwide. That is a type of paramilitary siege to say, we'll have this stand down until you do what we want. Former Congressman Bob Barr, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Alex, always a pleasure and an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. There goes former Congressman Bob Barr. Again, our article at Infowars.com, TSA expands to California train stations and bus terminals. You can see them there with their firearms and police dogs at Infowars.com. I want to go to Tom in Virginia. Tom, shoot video of this, because I've run into these myself. He says he's at a checkpoint with 250 troops in Virginia. We got listeners everywhere. Tell us what highway you're at, where you are exactly. Where is this happening?
I am just inside the Virginia border on Interstate 81. I am at the Flying J truck stop. And I just had right in front of me a reinforced company. I am retired military. They had spotlights mounted on their APCs. They were all carrying, they were locked and loaded. The one staff sergeant at Howard had said it was security rounds. Security rounds are only for a platoon sergeant in his sidearm. Every one of these troops was armed, body armor, and they had orange pylons on the racks on the side of their APCs.
That's to set up a checkpoint, correct, sir?
Absolutely. You don't have spotlights mounted on an APC. These are big stadium-style spotlights. I'm sure you can go online and see them mounted on if people have taken video before. I got the video of two of the APCs going in front of my vehicle. I'll send it to the email that you're...
Yeah, they've suddenly got these giant war wagons patrolling all over, and then suddenly they start running real checkpoints as part of an acclimation operation. I'm going to put you on hold and give you... Give me your number, Chris, if you can, the producer phone. I want this information. We've got about a minute till we go to break. Again, tell us, Flying J, Highway 81, coming into Virginia, out of what? Is that West Virginia, Tennessee?
Pardon me?
Coming out of where? Where is that 81? Coming out of what state?
It comes out of West Virginia into Virginia. It runs up down the, I guess it's the Shenandoah Mountains from West Virginia to Tennessee.
Okay, you're at the Flying J. How many of them did you see? Where are they now?
About 250. They are proceeding out to the interstate.
And they are what bound? How are they bound?
They looked like they were southbound, but I couldn't tell because the actual truck stop is in between where I'm at and the...
Okay, so they're southbound on 81 coming out of West Virginia into Virginia. Southbound, where does that go? Deeper into the state?
Correct. Down further into Virginia, correct.
Well, why don't you get in the... Do you have time, or are you at work, to get in the vehicle and go get more?
I might be able to do that for you.
We'll question these people. What are you doing? I mean, I've done that in New York, folks, and had them run up with guns and get in my face, and I'm like, come on. I mean, you know, it's time to get this out in the open. It's been an incredible broadcast so far. We're on the phone with that fella in Virginia, former military with the big armored trucks with the spotlights and the checkpoint cones going to set up a checkpoint on the highway. This is happening all over the country. And they admit they're getting ready to use the army inside the United States against the American people. They've engineered a total collapse, and Bloomberg knows that. That's why they're getting ready to try to come after the guns. I got news for you. A lot of the military is going to say no. A lot of the police are going to say no. But we better have a public debate about this now. Now, you noticed Bob Barr with Liberty Guard, they have that opt-out alliance card that I'm promoting because it's good to have that solidarity. But what we're about to talk about right now is so cool. And when I first heard about it like 6 months ago, I liked the people over at Youngevity. I promote InfoWarsTeam.com where you get the products discounted. But I'm like, what? They have a pharmacy card where you get 10, 20, 30, 40% off just on, you know, at all the major stores on just regular prescriptions and things. I'm like, that sounds good, you know, too good to be true. I want to look into it. So we got the cards, waited till we had some prescriptions to fill, went and did it, and I got like 20% off at the drugstore, you know, chain down the street from my house. Now, my dad, without me even involved, went and signed up at Youngevity hearing about it because my mom started using Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They went to InfoWarsTeam.com and signed up. And then about 2-3 weeks ago, he goes, oh, my gosh, I'm handing these out at the 12 dental offices I manage. Everyone loves them, and it's really helping people in the economy. And I was like, you mean those pharmacy cards? I'm like, yeah, I need to promote those. Those do work. We've tried them. I'm so busy. You know, and I always have to use something or believe in it, a book, a video. I've got to watch it, believe in it, you know, read it, like it, T-shirts we design that I like, best water filters I use. I say, hey, let's sell these and discount them. You know, we're free market. We're not like George Soros takes your money at gunpoint through government and, you know, gives it to Media Matters and Think Progress to call for alternative press being shut down. You buy the products at InfoWarsTeam.com, whether it's the Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you know, they've got the best formulation of essential fatty acids, seaweed, all of it, at InfoWarsTeam.com. Yeah, that supports us. And people are just going crazy with the results they've had. I lost 40 pounds on it. And yeah, I'm still a little bit chubby. Oh, and I'm standing up. I'm not really kind of sitting down. I have a little bit of a belly. But I was really fat. And I mean, I lost 40 pounds. Snecky, that's his nickname. Aaron Dykes, it's his girlfriend's nickname for him. He lost 92 pounds. You've seen the transformation. But that's not why what we're covering here today. In just the last, you know, 25 minutes of this hour, I twisted some arms because he's a busy guy and got him on the show. CEO of Youngevity now. He started the company with these health cards, and now he's become the CEO in the last year of Youngevity, Bill Andreoli. And let me tell you, it's great to be able to call the CEO of the company when I need something, you know, done, because, you know, I'm one of the biggest distributors now for Youngevity through InfoWarsTeam.com. And it's great to be able to just get him on the phone, and then he knows everything about the company. He's so involved. But this was a side issue. Nobody was pushing me to get into these cards. And then when I realized, wait a minute, Big Pharma is mandated by Congress to give people these discounts. It's just like when we have doctors on who explain they're supposed to give 30% of their care as charity care. Most of these are charity hospitals, but they don't tell you when you don't have insurance why the illegal aliens get coverage, but you don't. They're supposed to give you the free care, not just the emergency room. You know, my dad in medical school, he's a dentist, was taught that. The point is, though, with this accesses those promos that they try to comply with Congress and say, okay, we'll have discount on basically everything. We'll have discount programs, but they don't tell you about them. It's like these grants where, you know, they don't tell you about the grants, but there's books that explain it. Well, this isn't getting government money. That's why I've never promoted folks that have those things, you know, get grants, do this and that, because it just adds to the dependency. Take from one person and give to another. This is, you get this free pharmacy card, you go to InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsRx.com, and again, we fight Big Pharma the whole nine yards. There's a lot of that stuff you need. There's a lot of it that does work. We're always exposing the big corrupt drugs they overcharge for that don't work. The point is, this is something real world that's absolutely free, and then, you know, you ask how Youngevity makes money off of this. Well, it's a tiny amount then that goes into the kitty for the promotion of the fact that you get the cards out to people. And here's the best part. You don't just go to InfoWarsTeam.com, big banner at the top will show people, or InfoWarsRx.com and sign up and get a free card. You can buy them at cost with your code number, give them to people, and then you get a check for them saving money. I'm telling you. There are so many incredible deals out there like this in other industries and things, but this is the only one like this when it comes to prescription stuff, period. Period. Whether it's your prescription eye medicine or whether, you know, it's birth control, whatever it is, and this is at hundreds of stores. Now, there's the big banner at the top, and then you click on that at InfoWarsTeam.com on the big blue banner right there. And it takes you to InfoWarsRx.com. And again, I was going to go record my dad, who's always been real private, endorsing this. And I never got around to it. I'm going to have that next week so you can hear him, like a 3 or 4 minute, you know, he wants to do radio, not TV. He didn't want to go on air. You know, talking about his experiences in the last 3 or 4 or 5 months, I don't know, 6 months, handing these out and how wild people have gone with them. Because It's like immediate. Hey, you're going to get a prescription for antibiotics as we just did a root canal. Here's one of these cards. And he makes a little bit of money off the discount they get because it's a promotion built in they don't want anybody to know about because they're mandated to do it. Now, I'm going to shut up. I've talked for 6 minutes while he's holding. Bill Andreoli, the genius that came up with this, I mean, he really is a genius. 65 million Americans don't have health benefits at all, according to FDA statistics. Just under 50% of the U.S. population uses prescription drugs. Just over 80% of the age 60 overuse prescription drugs. It just goes on and on with all the numbers. Just over 80% of the age 60 and over use prescription drugs. The average use is 2.5 prescriptions per month. On average, 370 million prescriptions are dispensed every month. Over $300 billion was spent on prescription drugs last year alone, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it goes on, the pharmacological industry is expected to continue to grow at a rate of 70% over the next 18 years. And it just goes on to say that means prescription drug costs could exceed $1 trillion annually within just 5-6 years from now. By 2020, the cost of prescription drugs could exceed the entire amount of Social Security benefits paid to our elderly population. You wonder why Mexico has the exact same drugs 10 times cheaper or more, or Canada 5 times cheaper? It's because the government has allowed them to create monopolies and rip people off in America. And so programs were created. Well, I'm going to shut up. You're the expert, Bill. You discovered this, found out about it, launched it. It's giant now. People can find out at InfoWarsRx.com how to get the card for themselves. You just fill it out and it gets mailed to you. It takes about a minute. Or to order them in bulk and sign up to be a distributor who hands them out for free. And then you make money, saving people money, all because the people perish for lack of knowledge. We have the knowledge. We are accessing the pool of money. They're waiting. And Big Pharma, again, does not want you to know about this. The retailers, if you know, okay, they'll take it. And believe me, it works. Bill Andreoli, I'm ranting. Explain it to people.
You've done a great job explaining it so far, and Alex, you do look fantastic with that weight loss and hearing your father's testimonials and so many testimonials. But like you said, this is big, big, big business. In just over the last year, we've saved the American consumers over $20 million. And why I get excited about that is that's $20 million of money that people were going to spend anyway on their prescriptions. And we can't help it, Alex, if people are on prescriptions, okay? But if they're spending $20 million, we can save them that $20 million of the money they were going to spend anyway. That's $20 million that we can put back in the American consumer's pocket, back in the American economy. And it's as simple as what you just said. All they have to do is go to InfoWarsRx.com, go to InfoWarsTeam.com, either site, click on it, put in their name, and they can print the card right there. They can print the card right there, bring it to their local pharmacy of choice, hand it off to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is going to punch in the information just like they would as an insurance card, and you're going to be able to save up to 10 to 85% off of your prescriptions.
Yeah, I saved $20
something. I'm talking about some people, Alex, they'll save $10. But we've had people that have saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We've had people come up to us crying because for years they've been paying an extra $200, $300, $400, $500 on their prescription costs. And it's getting to the point out there in this economy, it's getting to the point where some people are trying to make a decision whether they're going to put their money towards their prescriptions or whether they're going to put food on the table. And with this free, and that's what I love about this, you're not asking any of your listeners for any money here. This is a free gift for everyone who is listening. They can go to InfoWarsRx.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, download that card for free. So you're able to give these American consumers something for free that they were going to spend money on anyway and save them that 10 to 85%. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win for everyone involved. And again, if we've been able to save $20 million over the last year, over $20 million over the last year, with the listeners here at Alex Jones, I believe, because your listeners is so vast, I believe that what we've saved in this short amount of time, you'll be able to save that kind of money within a couple of months here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Bill, again, I heard about this 6, 7, 8 months ago. I don't remember. And I'm like, really? Longevity, merging with Bill Andreoli over a year ago, I went and watched some of the speeches, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, but you can save 10 to 80% or whatever. I mean, this is insane. How does this work? And then I finally researched it, finally got some cards, finally waited till we had to go get a prescription. And I went in to the CVS down the street gave it to them. They typed it in. It was like 20-something percent off. And then my dad, that's what he's saying. He usually tells people about the generic or whatever, so they save money. Well, they're even saving on that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, on average, I'm going to go interview him in the next few days if I get time. He was talking on average about 30-plus percent savings people are seeing. And again, this is hitting big pharma. This is hitting them. And was I correct? Because I did some more research. And how did you discover this? How did you come up with this idea?
Well, the way it was discovered, we've always been into the benefits. Okay, FDI was the company that merged with Longevity, and we were a benefits company. And we were already saving people money just by having that information on the back of their benefits card. And what we came up with was an idea where, what if we also, which you've already made mention of, what if we also made it an opportunity where if people pass out these free discount pharmacy cards, you know, would there be a marketing potential there for people to get a little bit of a commission back, a utilization bonus back? And we were able to strike that deal. And once we did that, it really took off, because people are handing this off to their friends and family. But now, because of this utilization bonus that they're able to make, they're handing it off to people that they do and don't know. People are just on the streets handing these off to people, and they're sharing a gift with people, which is absolutely fantastic. And the average, the overall average, you were saying 30-something percent, but the overall average is an average of 41% savings. And Alex, you know as well as I do, between, you know, people that are doing all the different prescriptions that are out there that cost from, you know, $10 to thousands of dollars, the amount of money that we're saving people is enormous. And like I said, everywhere we go, we have people come up to us and thank us for what we've done, because they've been able to take this money. And, you know, I heard you talking about your weight loss and how healthy you and your family and some of the people that work for you and how great everyone is doing. And that's what we want to make sure people understand, too. We're not promoters of drugs. And I know you understand that, but we can't help it that some people are already on these prescriptions. So if we can save them 10 to 85% on the prescriptions that they're taking right now, and then they can take that money that they're saving on the prescriptions and put it towards nutrition, like Longevity's Nutrition, Longevity's 90 for Life, the Healthy Start Packs, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst, you know, all the different product lines that we have. If they can take the money they're saving and they're putting that money towards nutrition, the ultimate goal is to get them off of these.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that that's what you guys are saying as well. Perfect. I mean, go save the money with the prescriptions and then start trying real minerals, real vitamins, trace elements, and then see the real effect. That is, man, I tell you, it's amazing. But listen, I've seen discount cards. I've seen, you know, coupon stuff. And if I'm, you know, see the newspaper and see some coupons and we're going to the store, we use them. Why not? But, I mean, the point is that this is... How does this work, though? Because I guess, I mean, explain it to me, because I've gone and done the research, but you can probably put it better than I do. They've set aside money that they claim is their discount program that's across the board. Mm-hmm. That's how they go and explain to Congress, oh, we're going to make it better for people. But then they don't advertise it. But then this card you've set up with over 60,000 locations. I know hundreds of, you know, retailers, including all the biggest. And then this goes and this just simply activates that. And it's across the board, all of the products, basically. Is that how that works?
It's not all the products. There are differences mattering on the different prescription drugs that people are looking at. But this is a $300 billion, you know, more than a $300 billion industry.
And so when I say all the products, we haven't personally ourselves seen anything where it didn't have a discount. What does it not cover?
Some, you know, if you go to Walmart and they have some of those drugs you can get for $5, whether we can save you money or not, you know, would be a question mark there. If someone has already got insurance. And around 50% of the time, we're going to save them more than they would receive off of their prescription benefits, off their insurance. So we're able to save all kinds of people money, whether they have insurance or not. But again, it's a $300 billion industry. And when we first started, you know, there wasn't 60,000 pharmacies. But think about it. You know, you go to every corner right now, every corner all across this nation, there's four different, you know, in all four corners, there's a different company, whether it's CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, whatever it might be. And if CVS across the street is offering this discount and Walgreens isn't, well, where are people going to go? Are they going to go to CVS?
Well, I'm here to tell people. I'm here to tell people. I knew about this. I kept meaning to investigate it. I went and tried it. It worked. I meant to call and, you know, learn more, but I never got around to it. I'm so busy. And then all of a sudden I had dinner last week. Well, I called you right after. And I, because I know you're the guy that came up with this. And my dad's like, this is incredible. And again, I'm going to get him to you know, do an interview and explain it all to people. But he's been giving it to thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And they're now ordering the cards in bulk and they're giving them out. Briefly, we're going to come back, but start explaining the business opportunity. After all, we're free market libertarian types. It's not just that you get discounts. Explain how when you hand them out, then you get part of the promotion money for handing them out. Explain how that works.
Okay, well, we have thousands of independent marketing directors all across the nation that also, when they're introducing people to the whole 90 for Life opportunity, the whole longevity opportunity, they're able to walk up to people. And for a lot of people, the most difficult part of this business for them is maybe starting that conversation. But when you can hand someone something for free, you can hand someone something for free, give them a free gift, and the end consumer can go into that pharmacy without taking any additional money. They were already going to spend the money on the prescription anyway, and now they can save that 10 to 85%. They're excited. They say, thank you. What a fantastic introduction. And again, now they save that 10 to 85%. We can tell them how they can take that savings and put it towards, you know, the 90 for Life product line, the longevity product line. So the opportunity is that there is a utilization bonus that comes back off of every single utilization from the prescription. So as people go in, and they only have to show that card once, Alex. They show that card once, the pharmacist is going to put all the information, just like it's an insurance card, they're going to put it all in their computer system. And every time that person goes back to pick up a prescription, without them showing the card, without them saying anything, boom, that commission is going to get paid out back to that person who shared that gift.
It's unbelievable. It is so good. Shave money for everybody and make money. Win, 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 win. That's my middle name. Free market all the way. InfoWarsRx.com. By the way, I forgot the final reason I'm promoting this, because when I started really looking into it deeply, I said, wait, all it's got is the longevity code that tracks it back to prove it's in that program. All it is your name. And when you buy them in bulk to give out to people, it's got the promo code from InfoWars team or InfoWarsRx.com on it. So there's no tracking of you either. And that's very exciting. Bill, explain that to people.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's no tracking. All they need to do is put their personal information. There's also no activate. When I say personal information, their name. There's no activation. There's no interview. There's no paperwork. There's no expiration. There's no deductible. There's no co-pays or fees. I mean, it's as simple as it can get. Just take that card or print it off your InfoWarsRx.com.
It's a discount card that accesses all these discount programs.
Exactly. That's all it is. It's just a card that you bring right up to the pharmacist, and within seconds, they can tell you how much of a savings you're going to receive.
What do people have to lose? InfoWarsRx.com. Get it. It's free. But I'm telling you, folks, the real opportunity here, how do they become a distributor of these? How do they go to InfoWarsRx.com, get one for themselves, but do like my dad's doing, you know, buying thousands of them at cost and then giving them away?
Yeah, for all the people that are joining your team, I believe they're going to InfoWarsTeam.com. For all the people that are joining your team, not only are they going to be able to get the discount on all the products that you're always talking about with the longevity, Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, you know, and all the other hundreds of products that we have, they also, at the same time, if they'd like to, there's an opportunity, obviously, when they're referring other people to our products, and there's also an opportunity for them to get these discounted cards, not only for themselves and their family, but also these cards that, just like you, they can pass out these cards and they can receive those commissions. And again, to be able to give someone a gift, you're giving them a gift, you're making a commission, and that person didn't have to spend any extra money for you to receive that commission. Like you said, Alex, that's a win-win. When you don't have to ask someone for money and you can make a commission, that's pretty good. And think about the churches and all the large organizations that are out there. I mean, how much better is this than a bake sale or whatever they're doing?
Why doesn't anybody else know about this? Because I did research, you know, a lot on this. Nobody else is doing anything like you're doing here. I mean, there's some other things, but they're not as good. How did you do this?
Again, we had already had it on the benefits card. When we saw how many people we were saving money with just because they were using our benefits card, you know, we viewed that and said there must be an opportunity here. There must be something here that can really, really take this to a whole other level. And again, by paying those commissions or utilization bonuses out, it gave people a whole other reason to go spread the word on this and get the word out. And now we have tens of thousands of people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of utilizations that are happening every single month. And why I'm excited to be on this call with you is I know those numbers are just going to skyrocket because of your viewership here.
No. This is something that, again, I've seen it work, folks. Go to InfoWarsRx.com. Get your free card mailed to you. Go out and use it. What do you have to lose? And you know what? If you go get a prescription, it doesn't save anything, call and tell me. Next time we have you on, we'll have you back on for a full hour in like a month, Bill. We'll open the phones up and we'll see what people have to say. Because, again, I was still kind of, I know it's a good company. You know, he's the head of longevity. But I don't know how to explain it to people. And then my dad's like, this is incredible. My patients just love it. You got to get into this. This is what you ought to be promoting. And my dad's never liked that in business. You know, he's a smart guy, but he's a dentist. And he's going hog wild with them. I mean, how much can you buy him a piece for? Because you sell them at cost to then hand out. How much?
They're a few pennies each. But they can also, when they go to like InfoWarsRx.com, they can just print it right there, right off their own printer. And obviously the cost of their ink only. But yeah, they're able to get these cards for a couple pennies each and be able to hand these things out. And every card that they're handing out.
Yeah, I can't explain how easy it is. It is like falling off a log. Bill Andreoli, InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsRx.com. We're going to have you back in a month, buddy. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
That's a smart guy. That's the American spirit. My wife just saw a guy at 38th and Lamar with a giant Alex Jones sign. Somebody go buy that guy a piece of pizza or something. Good job to that fella. Aaron Austin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.